Chapter 3. I am taught a lesson. I was woken by someone saying, "Here he is." My mother and Peggotty had come to look for me.
"Davy," said my mother, "what's the matter?"
I thought it was very strange that she would ask me that and answered,
"Nothing."
I turned my face away from her.
"Davy, my child," she cried.
This made me cry even more. She tried to hold me, but I pushed her away.
"Peggotty, you have turned my own boy against me. Why did you do it?"
asked my mother. Poor Peggotty lifted up her hands and answered,
"Mrs. Copperfield, I would never do that." "I feel very hurt by this. I've just got married. This should be a very happy time for me,"
my mother cried. I felt the touch of a hand that was not my mother's or Peggotty's. It held my arm and pulled me out of the bed.
"Have you forgotten already, Clara?" Mr. Murdstone said. "We must be firm."
"I'm sorry, Edward," she said quickly.
He gently pulled her to him, whispered in her ear, and kissed her. I saw my mother's head rest on his shoulder and her arm touched his neck. I knew then that Mr. Murdstone could control my mother's sweet and gentle nature.
"Go downstairs, my love," said Mr. Murdstone. "David and I will come down together."
He smiled as he watched my mother leave. Then he turned his dark eyes to Peggotty.
"My friend," he said, "do you know my wife's name?"
"I have lived with her for a long time. I ought to know it," answered Peggotty.
"That's true," he said. "But when I came upstairs, I heard you call her a name that isn't hers. She uses my name now. Please remember to call her Mrs. Murdstone."
Peggotty nodded, but did not say anything more. She looked at me nervously and left the room. When Mr. Murdstone and I were alone, he shut the door, sat down on a chair, and looked into my eyes. I felt very uncomfortable, but I let my eyes meet his.
"David," he said, "if I have a naughty horse or dog, what do you think that I do with it?"
"I don't know,"
I answered quietly.
"I beat him," he said. "I hurt him and make him cry. I teach him that I am his master."
I was silent. "You are an intelligent little man," he said with a cold smile.
"I know that you understand me. Now, come downstairs with me."
I knew that I had to do what he wanted. As we walked down to the best sitting room, his hand held my arm tightly. My mother, Mr. Murdstone and I ate dinner. They seemed to like each other very much. I understood from their conversation that Mr. Murdstone's sister was coming that evening. After dinner, our visitor arrived. Mr. Murdstone went out to meet his sister at the gate, and my mother followed him. As I quietly walked behind her, she suddenly turned around and held me warmly.
"Love your new father, Davy, and do what he says," she whispered to me.
Miss Murdstone looked a lot like her brother. She had dark hair and eyes and a large nose. She was introduced to my mother, and then she looked at me.
"Is that your boy?" she asked.
Yes, this is David,
answered my mother.
I don't usually like boys, said Miss Murdstone. May I be shown to my room?
She had two hard black boxes with her. It seemed that she had come to live with us. From very early the next morning, she was in and out of the kitchen and the big dark cupboard all day, moving and changing things. On that first morning, my mother went to make tea, but Miss Murdstone stopped her.
Clara, my dear, I have come here to help you. You are too pretty and silly to make tea. I will do everything for you now.
From that time, Miss Murdstone controlled everything in our house. My mother was often unhappy about this, but if she ever said anything, Miss Murdstone was firm with her. Miss Murdstone believed in being firm as much as her brother did. Mr. Murdstone sometimes talked about sending me away to boarding school, but until then I learned school lessons at home. I shall never forget those lessons. My mother was forced to teach them, but Mr. Murdstone and his sister were always there. The memory of one of my lessons one terrible morning comes back to me now. I went into the sitting room after breakfast with my schoolbooks. My mother was at her desk and Miss Murdstone was near her. Mr. Murdstone was sitting in a comfortable chair beside the window. I picked up one of my books, perhaps it was on history or geography, and started to read aloud from it. At first, I read very fast, but then I could not read one of the words. Mr. Murdstone looked up. Then I forgot another word and another. Miss Murdstone looked up. I felt very embarrassed and stopped.
"Oh, Davy," said my mother softly.
"He can't read it," Miss Murdstone cried.
"Now, Davy," said my mother, "try again."
I obeyed my mother, but when I got to the same part of the book, I had to stop again.
"Now, David," said Mr. Murdstone, "you must be careful today."
I looked towards him and saw a long, thin cane beside his chair. I tried to read again, but now I was so frightened that I could not see the words on the page. At that point, my mother started crying.
"Clara," said Miss Murdstone loudly. "Now, Jane," Miss Murdstone said to his sister. "Clara has tried to be firm, but David is being very difficult. David, come upstairs with me."
He stood up, took the cane, and slowly led me out of the room. When we got to my bedroom, he suddenly forced my head under his arm.
"Mr. Murdstone, please don't hurt me," I begged. "I have tried to learn, but it is difficult when you and Miss Murdstone are there."
He held my head tightly and hit me with the cane. In the same moment, I got his hand between my teeth and bit down hard. It frightens me even now to think of that moment. He beat me harder and harder many times. When he had finished, he went out and locked the door. I lay there on the floor for a long time.